No, daddy, but nothing serious.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Dating But Nothing Serious with Gary and Natasha. Natasha, what's good?
Everything. What's going on, Gary? How are you?
I'm doing well. What's up?
Well, I was promoted.
Okay.
At my new job already.
Oh, nice.
So, kudos to me on that.
Congratulations.
Level up. Thank you. Thank you. I feel all intelligent and like I went to school for a reason and shit now. Like, it only took like 10 years after school for me to get a job in my field. But hey.
Better late than never.
Better late than never. What's going on with you?
Nothing much. What episode are we on?
Episode 17. Breaking up ain't that hard to do.
Okay. But yeah, my week was very interesting. Me and Ali Bill decided to end things. I would kind of say it's mutual, but I'm not 100% sure it's mutual.
How do you feel about it?
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. Everything happens for a reason. That's a little bit part of our topic. I'm not going to go too in depth with it because respecting her wishes on not going into depth with it.
Well, we got to keep being nice to people.
Because people think that I'm coming on this podcast to bash people. It's different for a woman dating a man, but a man dating a woman, that's the first thing that they're looking at. Like, she's dating her
friend. In all honesty, I bash more people than you do.
Yeah, I know. And that's the thing. Everybody think that I'm on here bashing people and telling my business about fucking them and shit like that. I think I did that, what, once or twice? But
you're very nice and respectful, yeah. And I'm more direct and tell it like it is.
Yeah. So, I'm going to respect their wishes because if I was that case, I would want my wishes respected as well. So I'm not going to do that to her. It's kind of cool. This is going to be kind of weird for me, but I'm taking a break from the online dating world for a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, I think I'm probably going to give it like maybe a long last. I'm going to take a break from it. I actually haven't used the apps in almost a month, maybe. Going on a month.
Okay, so in that case, I'm pretty sure our listeners want to know, what are you going to come on and tell us about every week?
Well, I'm going to still date people, hopefully, but I'm going to try old school way for a little bit.
Okay.
See if I still have it the old school way.
I'm sure you still got it.
Yeah, don't worry about it, people. I still have stories to tell and still have things to talk about. I think I have someone that I want to talk to now anyway, so we'll see about that.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. So since we've been doing the podcast, mm-hmm. a couple of women have piqued your interest.
Yes.
And things did not pan out the way that you wanted them to.
Yes.
Okay. My first question to you is, after the breakup with those women, how that you've told us about on the podcast, mm-hmm. how many have reached out to you after it was supposedly over?
One. And that was behind
only
mama.
One.
Only one.
Okay.
That was behind mama. It's the only one that reached out to me afterward, but she reached out to me about the show and not about anything else, but I haven't heard from her. That was like a week afterwards, but I haven't heard from her since. But usually, it's with me, after I cut it off, there's no need for me to talk to you anymore. Mm-hmm. Unless we have that barrier of saying that we want to be friends, though. And I haven't talked to anyone where we are still, since the podcast started, where we're still friends. I have people that I've met on through online dating that I'm still friends with, but none that I have dated in the past week. It's like, I don't know what it is. I feel like I need to stop mixing business and pleasure, even though part of the business is my pleasure with the podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have to try to figure out how to finagle that.
You know, I don't. Okay, so I took your advice. I took a lot of your advice and opened myself up,
mm-hmm.
right? And I think you've taken bits and pieces of my advice. But let me ask you this, because this has been like my, you know, honest advice from the very beginning, which is not to have any expectations. Do you go into these situations with expectations?
No, I don't.
Like, even if it's just to hit it?
No, I never go in even just to hit it. That's not an expectation that I ever go into.
Are you trying to, are you only swiping right on bad bitches?
No, no. I'm not a shallow hoe. That's not something that I tend to do.
Okay.
Because when I first started, that's what I was doing. Then I realized that those weren't the people that I really wanted to talk to. Because we had nothing in common, nothing to talk about. So I'm not saying that's not the woman I'm talking to are not pretty now or beautiful now. It's just to say mm-hmm. that they're, I don't know what I'm saying, but they have more to offer than just looks.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. So
that's a good way to say it.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like I'm not going into hope like, oh my God, I hope this is the relationship that gets me off of Tinder or whatever. But I'm just going to it to see how it is. Actually, one of the women that I was dating called me a serial dater.
Okay.
Because they say I just date just to date.
I don't think that's true. I mean, I think you date because, you know, you've given it, you know, the opportunity to invest in just one woman to see where things would go. So I don't think it's just a serial dater situation.
Yeah.
Clearly you're looking for something, you know, serious and meaningful.
And the thing with this last one, I feel so... It wasn't the right time with me. Like these past 2 weeks or the past month really, ever since the bachelor party for me, I was in my mind thinking about other things and making myself busy to not think about those things. So I wasn't in the right headspace to be dating someone. I didn't realize that until last night when I was talking to Adam and Bill when we split it off, but. I wasn't in the right mind space for that.
Okay, well, that ain't good, because we talked about, you know, making sure you are available if you're going to get into dating.
Yeah, and that was something.
So that no one's time is being wasted.
Yeah, that was selfish of me.
Did you apologize to her?
Yeah, I don't know if she accepted it, but at least I did. Yeah, I apologize. Well, I don't know. I guess that's all I can do.
Well, hopefully, you know, it's not something that really festers for her too long. I mean, you never know. If you're in a better space now, and if you guys could possibly get on the same page with things, I mean, you never know what the future may bring.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm not sure if she's going to talk to me ever again, but she was a cool person. We had fun together when we hung out. I wish her the best. Hope everything works out for her. Okay. But it is what it is. But how about for you?
Things are the same. I did take your advice.
Oh, what was my advice?
You advised me to have a conversation with Freckler Bay because I said I feel like when I told him how I felt, maybe I ruined things.
Mm-hmm.
And he, oddly enough, he brought it up. He brought it up the first time when I got to his house on the weekend. And he just kind of cleared the air because things, you know, seemed to be like a little bit tense. He said he felt like I was on edge and that maybe I was interacting with him differently. And I'm like, yeah, you might be right because, you know, now that I know that I'm, you know, kind of like starting to really like you and take you seriously more so, that whole defense mechanism, protect your heart, kicked in, and maybe I was, you know, conflicted. I don't know. We'll see. And so he was just like, he basically was just like, you know, chill. Like, I'm pretty sure it was probably what he said, actually. We went to the beach.
Okay.
And had a fantastic time.
That's good.
We had, while there, you know, we had another semi-serious conversation where we basically both, again, reiterated that, like, we kind of are in a relationship, but, like, more like a situationship, but not, like, a negative one.
Okay.
Or, like, a relay friendship, and we like it. Like, there are no titles, you know, no labels. We just kind of have fun and take things as they come and just go with the flow. And because there are feelings there, you know, it's not difficult for things to get, you know, tricky and convoluted and whatever. So we basically just agreed that, like, you know, maybe at this point I do feel a little bit more for him than he feels for me. But that's not to say that that's a bad thing, because I don't want to necessarily act on it wholeheartedly.
That's, so I feel like that's a good thing as well, because no one will ever, like, I don't think it might be out there, but I've never experienced where both people meet at the same time, like, feelings, yeah, feeling wise. And as long as the other, well, if the one who feels more doesn't pressure the other person, then I think that's a good start.
Well, thank you. I hope maybe sometimes he does feel pressured, but maybe sometimes he doesn't. Maybe sometimes I feel pressured. I mean, he mentioned to me that, you know, he feels like he's kind of all over the place, and that maybe, you know, things are a little bit different for him because we literally spent every single day together over the summer, and now we're transitioning to, like, normal, you know, hanging out where you see the person, like, once or twice a week or something like that. So we are just trying to figure it out, and it's working, and we are, I don't know. It's just cool. It's just cool. I told him that, like, because we have fun, you know, and we kept referring to it as hanging out, not dating, you know. I told him
So would you say that y'all have never been on a date?
I don't know. It's so hard to say. Actually, no. Okay. At this point, we've probably been on a date, but it wasn't like a romantic date. So I told him today, actually, that I want him to take me on a romantic date. I said, I want you to, I mean, because we've been hanging out. I mean, we've gone to comedy shows. We've gone to dinner. I mean, we've done those things where you would be like, it's a date. But because we weren't there, it wasn't a date. It was just hanging out. I told him I want a romantic date. I said, if we're doing dinner and a movie, I still want it to be, like, romantic. I want you to go the extra mile to make me feel like an unofficial girlfriend. Like, I want to be swooned, you know, whatever that entails. I said, you do the planning. I'm just going to get dressed up and show up. And he's like, all right. And then he, like, started to give me a little bit of pushback because it's football season. But I'm like, fuck you. We can go after the game. And so then he's like, do you want to go Sunday, early Sunday? I'm like, who the fuck goes on a romantic date early Sunday? Like, let's be serious. That's not a romantic date.
You could do brunch.
Yeah, that's not really romantic, because what I would wear to brunch probably wouldn't be what I would wear on a Saturday night.
It matters where the brunch is at.
Well, that's true. Anyway, he told me, he sent me a message. He's like, hey, reservation is at 6:45 on Sunday. I'm like, well, shit, yes. All righty. I'll be there. I mean, I will be together the weekend anyway, because we are just together every weekend. But I get a romantic date. And then we'll see how I feel, like, if I feel any stronger about him or if it's just the same and if we're still just hanging out, going with the flow. I'm totally okay with, like, the same pace. I just wanted him to know that I had fallen for him quite a bit so that he could not necessarily move differently. I didn't have any expectations. I just wanted him to know, because at that point, he needs to kind of make a choice. Like, literally, are you going to... No other woman at this point should be an option, essentially.
Yeah. That, like, I feel like that's the case on both ends right now. I think that should be like an unspoken rule for your two situation.
We've actually spoke about it. We did say that we were exclusively committed to our unofficial dating situation. Or
I feel like y'all just need
hanging
to
out situation.
Just admit that y'all are dating. Y'all are boyfriend and girlfriends.
We're not boyfriend and girlfriend at all. Let's not say that. Okay. We're hanging out.
Tomato, tomato.
But you know what? I seriously have to tell you that if it weren't for you, it wouldn't have gotten as far as it has. And that's so unfortunate, because the women that you're meeting are so, like, I don't know, pea-brained, or I shouldn't say that, because they're really actually intelligent, but I don't know how logically they think about dating and relationships and love, and it's, you know, causing them to waste your time. And to the contrary, I took heed to what you were saying about men and relationships and stuff, and I'm having a great time.
I think the thing with my situation is, there's one thing I need to stop doing.
Which is?
Fucking them so soon.
Oh, okay. Yep, that's probably a good thing. Because you're probably getting in their heads, like, you probably bang them. And you saw that meme where, like, the girl's legs are cocked in the air, and it's like, yeah, you wonder why my heart is so messed up, because you, like, you know, hit it with the tip. So maybe you should keep it to yourself, and things will work out a little bit better.
Yeah, so I'm going to try to do that. I'm going to try to move a little bit slower and not just try to fuck each person that I talk to. I'm not saying I do fuck each person I talk to. I'm not saying I fuck every person I talk to on this podcast, which I have not. But I just need to move slower.
Yeah.
And not have that be a conversation right away. Let something build. That's more than that.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
All right. But
I'm excited for your relationship or situationship, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm, my friend.
Yeah. Just hold on real quick, just so, because, all right, because I've been hearing feedback every once in a while that when we say things, some people probably don't understand the meaning of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the red flag, some probably didn't understand the meaning of that, and it was something, blocking your blessings. I don't know how they don't understand the meaning of this, but sometimes you have to break this shit down, like, but I'm going to explain what a situationship is.
Okay.
Okay. It's a relationship that has no label on it, like a friendship, but more than a friendship, but not quite a relationship.
Perfect.
So hopefully, if you didn't know what a situationship is, you do now. And they might.
Yes.
I think.
And they're not. A situationship is not always negative, especially when both parties
agree
and want this. I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like this may be one of the first times I've really just kind of taken it slow. I mean, to be honest with you, I am like, my friends make fun of me all the time because, like, I fall hard. Like, I love hard. I fall hard. I generally fall quick. Like, if we have sex, we go together. If you hit it again, I need to meet your mom and we need to pick out our wedding colors. It's just that way. What's so this is like, huh?
If I hit it one time, I'm a liker.
Yeah.
And a wifer.
Exactly. That is like my life. So with Freckler Bay, it's been at a slower pace, and that's mostly because of him. Well, it's not just because of him, because at the time when we started, I really wasn't at a point where I wanted to be in a relationship, and I also didn't think that could happen from Tinder.
Y'all both guard, but I feel like both of y'all have y'all guard up to an extent. It's not all the way up, but it's up. It's up enough.
And it should be, you know, because I am just at that point where I need to be a little bit guarded and cautious and selfish with my, you know, with me. And he should be as well, you know, so I can't fault him because that's just the point where we met each other in life. But that doesn't take away from, you know, the fun that we have. So, yeah. I don't know. If we broke up, you know, from the situationship, I don't actually think that we would be friends, though, because I tend to not be friends with my exes.
I'm not friends with any of my exes. Yeah, well, maybe. Mutual, I would say. More than friendship, but...
But before we get into breaking up ain't that hard to do, we wanted to go over a post that was put up by the Shade Room, right?
Yes, some news. I found it. I couldn't find the exact post on the Shade Room, but I did find it on the New York Post.
I got it for you if you need it.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I have one right here. This one is pretty short, but it says, I was dubbed into Tinder Hottie's massive marketing stunt. So this took place, let me see, this is an article from August 21st, so y'all can pinpoint the days because it had days of the week in there. There was a lot of last Monday when the news broke that a model had lured a bunch of men to Union Square Park that the day before with promises of a Tinder date, only to make them compete for their honor. She swiped left and right on the men in person based on criteria like whether they voted for President Trump or if they had a beer belly, then made them race each other and pitch themselves to win a date with her. Like, I feel like that was kind of, it's funny, creative, funny. I'm going to go into a little bit more, I guess. I went to Union Square that, this is from, I guess, one of the guys who was there. Because I was in Union Square that day, assuming I had a date with a woman named Natasha Aponte. We matched on the app about 3 months ago. She said I was cute and seemed impressing, but after a few messages, she said she was tied up with work and asked if we could reconnect in a few weeks. I thought that was her elaborate way to ghost. That's kind of weird. And that she just disappeared. I long deleted her messages when she texted me last Thursday asking if I was available on Sunday evening. Her friend was DJing at a show. We could get a drink after to see what was happening. As a person who likes to see what happens, I was going to say no to that. I wasn't going to say no to that. Once I arrived at the park, there was easily more than 100 other guys scattered throughout the area, most of them gathered at the front of the stage. The crowd seemed to be about 95% male, which confused me since concerts are typically more diverse. Natasha text messaged me to say she would be about 15 minutes late, so I walked away from the stage for a while and waited for her. Waited to hear from her. For almost 35 minutes, ready to give up, I walked back to the stage one more time, and there she was, microphone in hand, dressed in all black. She dressed in all black like she said she would be. But the crowd quickly thinned out when she ordered guys to leave based on their looks or beliefs. Others realized it was a scam. Everything from that point felt like a car crash. You don't want to watch, but you can't stop staring. I stuck around for about 10 minutes, but still didn't understand exactly what was happening until the next day. A guy like me went viral on Twitter. Then others came out in the woodworks. Soon a viral video marketer named Rob Bliss admitted that he was behind the whole thing. The same guy who had recorded hidden camera footage of a woman being catcalled in New York City streets. Tinder is far from perfect, but I've met some great people. However, I will be deleting the app.
Okay, first off, shout out to her for having the name Natasha. Like, round of a fucking applause. You are the MVP. I had saw that she had security with her, which was a good thing, because I feel like some weak guys would have probably wanted to, you know, get a little crazy when she eliminated them for having, like, long beards and stuff like that. Like, I don't know. I think this was probably doing the most, though.
It definitely was doing a lot. I don't know if it was just if she was really interested in dating them or she was just doing it for an experiment, but I feel like making, like, competing for another woman is kind of whack. Like, with a bunch of other guys out there seeing who can get her. It's not The Bachelorette. It's not Bachelor in Paradise. None of that shit. But I just looked her up, and she is bad.
She look good?
Yeah. But
What is it, Natasha?
Aponte. That's and her IG is Natasha V Aponte. No spaces. But she's cute. She's not like the baddest where I would be running around pitching myself to her.
Yeah. Well, I think she's beautiful because her name is Natasha. So shout out to whoever named her. And she even spells it like me.
But the public humiliation, that part, despite left and right part in public, is kind of fucked up.
Like, she was doing the most.
Ugly, if you already thought you were ugly, you definitely do now.
Yeah, for real. And, you know, if she were to actually chronicle or blog, you know, put on blast the guys that she invited who she eliminated, then that really wouldn't be good.
Yeah, why did you invite me? Like, why did you swipe left to right on me in the first place on Tinder? Do you just try to get 100 guys to match you and talk to you and then message them and see who's available? Then you're wasting my time and my energy. So fuck you.
Yeah, it was very savage of her because she did waste time.
Yeah.
She wasted some time.
And if anyone out there who knows one of the guys who were at this event and would like to talk about it, the guy is not the person who knows them. DM me.
Like, I don't want to talk to you because you weren't there. I want to talk to him.
Yes, not too. Okay, but yeah, that's your best friend or your neighbor. Go knock on your neighbor's door. Say, hey, a podcast want to talk to you.
All right.
Let me get into that. But yeah, that was, I think it's funny. I would like to be a spectator. But I would not want to be,
You know, as nosy as I am, I don't know if I would want to see that because I find it to be a little bit heartbreaking and discriminatory. Like, forgive me, sometimes I really am a very serious person. And you and I both know a lot of people really online date because they are looking for something serious. And if these guys were, you know, just excited about the thought of meeting her and, you know, possibly being a friend or building something, and then she's like, no, you know, your favorite color is red, I'm not interested, or, oh, your beard's too long, I'm not interested. First of all, beards are generally cut off when? In the spring? Whatever, like, yeah. They're only there for a season. Like, I don't know. I'd feel so sorry for the guys. However, if I was, you know, just a random chick in New York and I wasn't seeing anybody, I would probably hand out my number to all of the contestants who were eliminated and get some, like, sympathy dinner dates, and I could just listen to them complain about what Natasha did to them and, like, eat steak and, like, surf and turf.
Yeah, I just realized that I'm about to message her right now to see
if Natasha?
Yeah, to see if she wants to come on. But,
yeah, till I come talk to Natasha.
She has a SoundCloud.
Okay. Anyway, so breaking up is not hard to do. You agree or you disagree?
I would disagree. Yesterday, well, it wasn't a breaking up, but it was just trying to tell someone that you weren't interested in them no more without hurting them. That's probably the hardest part.
The hardest part is not hurting someone's feelings.
Yes, or not being an asshole about it. Like, I wouldn't around that way. I went about that the wrong way, completely wrong way. Because I was like not hitting her up, not messaging her back, not answering her calls. I didn't want to have that conversation. I didn't feel like having that conversation.
I think I agree with you, but maybe just from the female standpoint, maybe it wasn't actually how you handled it on the back end. It's probably more so the fact that you let it get to that point that you needed to do those things.
Exactly. It was definitely that point. Like, usually it's pretty easy for me now to just cut it off and say, hey, yeah, I'm not interested. I don't want to deal with it. But for some reason, it wasn't that easy with her. Probably because I was reading into it too much. Like, I thought that she had feelings, but I'm not sure if she did or not, or I was just reading into it too much. But I was trying to not mess up her feelings or fuck with her like that. But what do you think about breaking up? Is it easy for you to break up with someone?
Lord, no.
Would you say that there is a right way to break up with someone?
Yes. Okay, so with me, I am loyal to a fault. And I hate giving up and I hate failing. Mm-hmm. And as a result, I stay in situations far longer than I should. I'm one of those people who, like, I just have a big heart and I give people chance after chance. And, like, it's hard for me. Like, when I was younger, like, nah. I mean, when I was younger, I really wouldn't ghost anybody. I would just be, like, on some serious savagery. Like, on some shit, like, you know, like, yeah, you didn't call me at 9 o'clock when you said you were, so I'm really not interested in you no more, but is your brother single now? Mm. Like, I used to be on some shit like that when I was younger, like, you know, in my, like, parking lot pimping days.
Yeah.
But, like, in, you know, womanhood, it was like, or in my parking lot pimping days, I might seriously hit you with something like, you know, I don't want to talk to you anymore, but, you know, how your daddy doing? Like, whatever. But in womanhood, you know, when I grew up or whatever, I was like, you know, just investing more into trying to have that longevity, trying to have that life. So I would seriously not break up, like, ever. Breaking up was, like, not an option, not in my vocabulary. If I actually got to a point where we broke up or I wanted to break up, then you know it was bad. You know it was bad. But now, no. I think I've been around enough that, like, after, you know, my last relationship, I'm kind of like, oh, you know, this is a little too tense for me. You know, I kind of have a discussion first because most people don't invest time and then say, all right, I want to walk away. You generally talk to the person. Don't give them any hints. Tell them point blank, period, this is what you're doing. This is what I would like for us to be doing. And unfortunately, if we can't find common ground, I don't think we would go any further together.
So question.
You know, yes.
When you're breaking up with someone.
Yes.
Would you say that, all right, so say we've been dating for a week.
Okay.
Just dating.
Okay.
Do you deserve a phone call? Or
yes.
Do you deserve a text?
If it's a week, okay. Mm-hmm. Have you hit it?
So, all right. That
makes a difference.
No. Yeah, it does make
that
a difference.
That makes a difference.
It makes a difference.
Okay. If you've hit it.
Okay.
If you've hit it and you're no longer interested, you have to... There has to be a phone call.
Okay. Or...
And it doesn't have to be like, oh, you know... Like, don't bullshit. Like, fluff is not always needed. You can be very kind and very respectful when you break up with someone. I mean, point blank, period. We're adults. I thought this was going to go in a different way. And it's not. You know, I'm not trying to waste your time. I apologize, you know, and just keep it moving. Like, it doesn't have to be long drawn out. Just be respectful and kind because you don't want anybody to actually disrespect you or hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
Now, if you haven't hit it, you can text. You okay. can text. But I think the key when it comes to breaking up is, like, you really have to apply the golden rule. Because you don't want someone to treat you or cut something off with you. Like, you don't want to do that in a way you wouldn't want it done to you.
Yeah, like,
so if you don't want someone treating, yeah, don't disappear. Don't be rude. Don't be cocky. Don't be disrespectful. Don't be dismissive. Don't be, what's the word I'm looking for?
What do we call
the 22-year-old?
What do we call the 22-year-old? Because she disappeared. And I was just confused with that one. I don't remember. I don't need to give her another name. But the 22-year-old.
I don't know what you call her. I don't remember. Yeah.
She disappeared.
I don't remember.
But that's probably because of her age as well.
Exactly. If you're an adult, you should know how to handle certain situations. And if you don't know how to handle the responsibility of dating or breaking up, don't date. I mean, like, it's horrible to say, but just don't. Like, if you start dating someone, you know, and you know this person is interested in you, if they're investing time in you, if they're investing effort in you, if they're busting it open for you, busting it open for our listeners who don't know means having sex. If the woman is busting it open for you, you have a responsibility to that individual to treat them with kindness and honesty and respect. Those are the only things that I ever expect or demand from someone.
And like, another thing
that I'm just stating.
Don't try to say we could be friends if you really don't want to be friends with them. Don't try to force a friendship just so you won't hurt their feelings. Because that's giving them false hope at the end of the day.
That's so true.
So just,
I'm not even really a fan of being friends with your ex because, and I'm going to tell you why, and maybe some of our listeners you know, will disagree with me. But I'm really not a fan of taking unnecessary baggage into your future, whether it's your future regular life or it's your future relationship. Your future boyfriend or girlfriend shouldn't have to ever question, be concerned, feel intimidated, anything of that nature about an ex who you share no children with. If it's just an ex and there was nothing that binds the two of you, that person should not go into your future or your future relationships with you. You shouldn't do that to the next person who falls for you. That's how I feel.
Sure. And it's up to you as the significant other as well to make sure your partner does not have any insecurities where they feel so they need to worry about another person.
True.
You have to make that person feel comfortable enough where they don't care who you're. Like, you can go out with a friend that's from the opposite sex, and they're not worried about it because they know, because they have that trust in you. If you broke that trust in the past, then I would stay away from that if they're giving you right. another shot. But that's not even about breaking up. But just make sure that, like, I feel like you don't have to, when you're breaking up with someone, you don't have to go into a long spill explaining everything. I feel like they probably will want that, but they don't really need that. It's the bare minimum would be sufficed as long as you hit the key points that you're telling the truth on the reason why you don't want to be with them.
I don't know. If it's a long-term relationship, you probably need to give the long, drawn-out version.
If you're jumping together for, like, 10 years, then we need to figure out, y'all both probably know this was coming. Like, it is sometimes a surprise when it actually happens, but on both ends, you felt like it was going to happen sometime.
At this point in my life, if I give another fucker 10 years of my life and he tell me it's over, I'm going to tell him, go sit in the corner. Go sit in timeout. Think about your actions. Think about your decisions. And come talk to me when you're ready to be an adult. I'll be damned if I give somebody else that many years of my life and they want to tell me it's over. No, motherfucker, it's not.
Yeah.
Now, what do you want for dinner?
I feel like once you hit that 3-0 mark, the games and my time is precious.
Yeah.
And you're not wasting it one bit. Like, if I don't feel like we can connect every day, all day, or if it's not gonna be 100%, like, if I don't feel you 100%, which is kind of a fucked up thing, because you're probably not gonna feel somebody 100% of the time, all the time, but close to it, maybe 98%.
Yeah.
I don't feel like we're wasting each other's time. We're working on borrowed time right now.
That's true. It is, yeah. And people shouldn't. You know, you shouldn't waste time because you just don't know when your time is up. Like you just said, and I think that because time is so precious, people should invest it wisely. Like, you know, stop going into these dating situations with expectations. Have fun. If it develops, it develops. If it doesn't, maybe you found a friend. Maybe, you know, you just say, hey, it was good time, good fun while it lasted. I wish you the best as you move on in your life. Like, it doesn't, you don't have to, you're wasting even more time if you harbor hard feelings and things like that towards a person after it's said and done. Like, just move on. Enjoy your life.
Yeah, it's like getting to know someone is not when you're in that beginning stage, getting to know someone. Yeah, you're asking those dumbass questions that I hate asking and hate having to be bothered with. Like,
what's your favorite color? Yeah, what's your favorite food? Are you allergic to anything?
I was talking to someone about this yesterday. And I was like, I don't know if that is for you to actually remember that shit in the future, or is that for you to see what you have in common with that person?
Both.
Yeah, that's what he said, both. But most of the time, I'm not going to remember every single thing. I'm a guy, and I'm not going to remember everything. But it's, and I, like, those things we have in common, do they really matter at that moment?
No.
Yeah.
So not at all.
So I know they're icebreakers, and they're probably going to lead to different other questions and get more done, but I that's probably something I do. I judge people off those questions, and I need to stop judging people off those questions as well. I feel like everybody should stop judging people off of those questions, the answers to those questions.
That
doesn't make or break them. Say they don't like, they don't eat chocolate. Oh, I can't fuck with this person. I love eating chocolate too much. They're not going to tell me I can't eat chocolate. You don't know they're going to tell you you can't eat chocolate. just go out there and see what happens.
In case they did, you definitely should not fuck with them, because you don't need that type of negativity in your life at all.
I don't eat
but
chocolate.
But I'll tell you. Oh, fuck you, Gary. I'll tell you this, though. So you know, and our listeners know, I downloaded Tinder just because I was going out of town and I didn't want to be lonely. I wanted to see the city and have a great time. Because I went into it not actually trying to date, just to have new experiences and meet new people, I can say this from the guys that I talked to on Tinder, every encounter was like we had been friends for years. We didn't ask each other what the fuck our favorite color was. We didn't ask our favorite food. Like, not that may have come later, but it wasn't something that you immediately go into with those first date interview questions.
Yeah.
Like, if you seriously interact with this person and treat this person like y'all are just cool as hell, like this is your homie, it is a completely different experience. And I think that's like, you know, maybe online dating or real life dating, because for me and Freckler Bay, like, cool as hell. Like, I'm pretty sure at some point I've asked him what his favorite color is. And to be honest with you, I don't remember. I'm pretty sure at some point I've asked him his favorite food. And that's just because we cook together. We eat together. Like, we go out to eat. But I don't know.
like that takes time and I feel like you're in the part where y'all just still having fun learning each other, so it's not needed. But I don't know how we got off the topic of breaking up though.
But that's how me neither. But that's how it should be. You should be focused on just being in the moment and having fun, and not like, you know, the whole getting their resume to decide if you want to date them just for you to break up with them. All right, I just got us back on breaking up.
Yeah, but no, I think the reason why we went off the topic is we're trying to find a way of not having to break up with someone. To find the person that you're looking for to not break up with.
Exactly. Because if you don't rush into, after a week or two, trying to decide, all right, are we exclusive? Is it just us? If you take your time and, like, seriously, take your time, even if you like this person, you can put all your eggs in that basket and focus on them. But still, like, take your time and get to know them. Get to know yourself, because you have to make sure that you like who you are when you're in a relationship or when you're with this person.
Yeah.
And ease into it, and don't have any expectations, because you don't know what's going to happen.
Like you said last episode, you make time for what you care about.
Yeah. Make time for what you want to make time for. Yeah. And if they don't make time for you, that's the reason to break up.
Yeah.
It is absolutely. And as a matter of fact, if Freckler Bay doesn't call me or text me back in the next 15, 20 minutes. No,
that's not a reason to break up. That is not a reason. The man probably got knocked out.
It's not a reason, because we're grown.
And when you're splitting with someone, make sure that they know that you're breaking up with them. not and they don't have a chance of coming back in. So you gotta make that sure that it's a concrete thing. That it's not happening again. We're not going to make out again. It's done. Over with.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And that's probably a key thing. If it's over, let it be over. Don't call me. Don't answer my calls.
Nope.
Do not text me. Don't text me and tell me that you miss me. If I text you, yes, have me blocked. Make sure that you don't toe the line. And the way that you make sure that you don't toe the line and keep this whole little ring around the rosy going is know for yourself when it's over, it's over. If you have even the tiniest inkling that you're not sure you want it to be over, don't break up. Not until you know for sure that you're done. Because there's always going to be that what if, and then you may give it, you know, you may string the person along until you decide, all right, you really are done. But all that time that you wasted stringing them along and hurting them and making them get to a point where, okay, it's going to take me that much longer to heal, that could have all been time spent doing something else, like drinking to get over you. So just, if it's over, be completely done.
And if you're going through a breakup and you're having a hard time going through the breakup, you can check out our sponsor at betterhelp.com/DBNS. And they are worldwide, so they'll be 18 years older, not a crisis line. And you get a free week on us. So that's betterhelp.com/DBNS. And you can get talk to a psychiatrist anytime, anywhere, video, text, computer, talk on the phone, however you want to do it, you can do it in the comfort of your own home. And it's pretty cheap as well.
It is. Hashtag ad. And I wanted to laugh so bad, guys, but that's really, really, really a good resource. Because a lot of times, like, friends can't help you through a breakup. Like, my friends would be like, all right, well, you know, let's go drink. And then, like, I go home and then I'm drunk texting or I'm drunk calling because now they're not around me to take my phone. And then naturally, because the person who, you know, who you broke up with or who broke up with you, they probably miss you. So they're going to text you back. And if they're asleep, they're going to text you back the next day. And then you're going to be hurt all over again when you're sober. So, yeah, just don't talk to your friends because they normally just want to temporarily take your mind off of it and get you drunk.
Yeah, you need to talk to someone who is professional in mental health, because that is dealing with your mental health. Your body and your mind are two different muscles that need to be worked out as well.
Exactly. Gary's being super serious. And we appreciate it because this is really good advice. Yeah. The best advice is don't, you know, life is going to happen, but try your hardest not to get yourself into situations that you have to break up with someone out of. And if you are, make sure that you're doing it and that you're completely done and that you're being respectful, honest, and kind.
And another thing you probably have nothing to do with breaking up, but it sort of does. If you're in a relationship and you're dependent on that person for everything, like money and all that, I really hope that you have like a backup plan because that's going to fuck your mind too. So just think about that as well. So have a backup plan if you're going for it to be a sugar baby. So
if you're a sugar baby, then all the gifts and shit, you better pawn a couple of them while you're still good. And tuck that money away for like hard times, and
yeah, then definitely.
Just continue to accumulate as you sugar babe it up.
Yeah,
and I have a lot of good advice for sugar babies to have never been one.
I want to talk to a sugar baby just to see what it's like to be a sugar baby and why. I kind of already did, but that wasn't a real one. But
the shade of it all.
I want to talk to a real sugar baby. And
I do too, and I want to see like how do I sign up? Like I don't want to go to the website, like, and I don't want to go to like Millionaire Matchmaker. Like, I just want them to like put me in contact with someone, maybe their ex.
I might go hunting on Secret Arrangements. to see what I can find. Not to find my own secret arrangement, but to find someone who will come on the podcast. And just go out there and see.
Okay. So what your profile would be the podcast, right?
Yes. It's not going to be me on there looking for a sugar baby. Unless there's a woman out there, nice little cougar, who's looking for a sugar baby.
Oh, Gary, do it. Because right now you're taking a break from like the serious aspect of online dating, but you know you could be a temporary guinea pig, and you know we could send you out to experiment.
Yeah, it's like an investigative reporter.
Yes, exactly.
I can play the guy who goes into the stores and questions people and chase them down on the news.
Yes, exactly. We should actually take a poll. If our listeners want Gary to be a sugar baby, but I think the guys are called cubs, right? Because a sugar mama is called a cougar.
Yeah.
And you would be the cub. Yeah. So do we want Gary to be a sugar baby or a cub?
Am I too old to be a cub?
No.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you're still 20 years younger than a 50-year-old.
True.
But 50 is, I mean, it have to be like, well, I don't know. What age do sugar mamas start?
I don't know. Like, maybe 50, 60. I don't know. Like, when
Could be a 30-year-old sugar mama if you, like, robbing cradles and picking your guy up from football practice at the local high school.
Yeah, I guess. If you want to end up in jail.
I don't know. Isn't that what Black China does? Like, just like a sugar mama. So, I don't know. But you seriously, Gary, should be our investigative reporter and share your findings with us.
I'll keep y'all posted on.
That is something that would be super entertaining.
I'll keep y'all posted on when I find someone.
When we start seeing your Instagram and start seeing you going out for a dip in like marble swimming pools and playing tennis and going to have tea and crumpets, then we know.
Yeah, my life changed.
You and Miss Martha got together.
Hey, don't better make that money. Don't let that money make you.
Exactly. Don't switch it up, Gary.
I just say fuck the podcast, fuck y'all. Yeah, but no, I wouldn't. But
don't have like soggy skin sex, Gary. Can you imagine if you make Miss Martha squirt?
Hey, if that's what she's paying me to do, I'm going to do that.
But Gary, what if she has a stroke?
That's not my fault either.
If you could just picture this, y'all getting it in, and then she like orgasm until like.
That happened to me before. No, not a stroke, but I thought she was having a stroke, and I just stopped and looked at her. I was like,
Gary, this is exactly why. This is exactly why you're having the worst look. Like, your peen game is apparently, like, beyond. I'm going to need for you to stop giving 100% until, like, 6 months in.
6 months? That's a long time, but I think I could do that.
Like, give them at least, perform at, like, 60% until 6 months.
Okay.
Your life will probably change.
Yeah, and then she's going to walk around town talking about, "Guy, I got that whack dick."
And then once she gets that other 40, she'll switch it up real quick. Yeah. While she's talking about it's whack, you know, you just, all the other girls are going to be like, "Nah, I've been with Gary, it ain't that bad." So once she gets 100%, then you will have decided, okay, I seriously want to be with this girl, and then it'll just last forever.
Okay. So hopefully, that means that for the next 6 months, I'm not going to say I'm not having sex. I'm not talking to anyone serious right now. So we'll see.
Okay. Don't give Miss Martha a stroke either.
No, I'm not. But I think that's it for our breakups and our random chat that we had about relationships as well. Which I think that this podcast is about relationships anyway. So take the advice you want about the breakups or how to keep someone, whatever you want to take from it, take from it.
Yeah.
But what else was about to say? Check out our Patreon, as always. We have some great perks if you want to chip in.
Yep.
They start at $1. So if you want to help us out with $1 a month, go right ahead. Doesn't hurt anyone as $1 for this free content. But you can check that out. The link is in our bio of our Instagram. It takes you to our Patreon page as well as our other sites. But as always, thank y'all so much for listening to Dating But Nothing Serious with Gary and Natasha.
Natasha and Gary signing off. Ciao, ciao.